Thursday night test Talmud Dvar Halacha about washing out a kais. Okay, a kaisel bracha is a din you have to wash out. Now, but the din is you only really have to wash it out if it's dirty. If it's dirty from whatever, a previous meal, or there's people sometimes dunk their donuts in the wine, or they have challah in the wine, and it's dirty, so you have to wash it out. If it's not, if there's nothing, if there's no remnants there that you see, so meikar adin, you don't have to wash it out, although the Mishnah Berurah says it's tov to wash it out anyway. But if it's mamish spotlessly clean, and or, you know, then you don't have to wash it out, although I think the minig is to give a rinse off anyway, maybe al pi kabbalah, they rinse it out. But you really don't have to, or if it's what's sometimes relevant, again, the minig is, I think, to wash it out anyway, but maybe not if someone else made kiddush in it. Let's say downstairs, you have a kais that someone just made kiddush, so, and now you want to make kiddush in it, again, no, you don't have to wash it out at all. You just pour in, you fill it up, and you make kiddush on it. So again, you have to do it if it's somewhat dirty. You don't have to do it if it's basically clean, but the Mishnah Berurah says tov to do it. But even then the Mishnah Berurah says, but if it's mamish spotlessly clean, like so they washed the dishes and they washed out the becha, then you don't then even the next day you don't have to wash it, rinse it out. I think the minhag is to rinse it out anyway. And if it's, so to speak, dirty, but it's dirty, so to speak, from yayin, from a different kiddush, then you don't have to wash it out. Okay.